And welcome back on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Pleased to join by Gary Pearson from the North Platte Chamber and Development Corporation now. Gary, of course, the executive president. And we appreciate the time as always, Gary.
Absolutely. We appreciate everything you guys do for the community and helping us get the word out on different things. So happy holidays to everybody.
Now, Gary, I wanted to take some time to talk to you about some different things because we know 2020 was a year that faced a lot of challenges for everybody, especially those in the business environment. However, amidst those challenges, we were still able to have a lot of success here in the city of North Platte and in Lincoln County.
Yeah, I feel very fortunate and blessed that, you know, we got a great business community that hunkered down and no doubt everybody had their struggles, but they worked very hard at persevering within the limitations of what everybody was facing, especially when you're interfacing with your customer base and so forth. But they really worked hard at it. They did everything in a very safe manner, looking back, I think we were all very, very fearful last spring on what was going to happen as a result of everything, because fear of the unknown is probably the worst part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so to see everybody come through this and endure it, and we got some of the economy back open and going, but surprisingly, there were a lot of good sectors in our economy that continued to do very well. And if nothing else, a blessing in disguise maybe was the fact that there's a lot of good planning went into some really good projects. Some of those would have likely emerged back in 2020 because we'd done a lot of groundwork on it the last couple of years, but they're certainly still on the table and moving forward. I think we've already had some exciting announcements. You know, you see everything that's going on in the downtown area. You got the former Parkade Plaza now in local ownership, and some effort going on to fill that big anchor spot there where the Alco store used to be. We had the announcement on the redevelopment of the mall under new ownership. Some really exciting plans there are going to be shared fairly quick with the community, and a lot of process to go through. The I-80 corridor continues to blossom. You know, Chief Industries with their warehouse district that they're putting in place, Proteria Ventures out there at Twin Rivers Business Park, and some of the excitement going on along Halligan Drive and some of the long-term planning. Tough year for some of the new motels to open up.
Sure.
You know, and we've certainly seen a handful of victims to this whole thing, but I know that developers and building owners are working hard to try to fill those gaps and make it work. But we also came off of a couple of really exciting things internally, one being that we gained approval through the certification process to become a certified economic development community as designated by the state of Nebraska and the governor's office for another 5 years. A lot of good work and planning went into that, including a 5-year strategic plan of action that our board of directors and our economic development committee worked on. One of the top priorities in that was getting our quality growth fund renewed and to get a 77% vote by the public to support that program and to give us the funding necessary for us to be able to use that as a catalyst on some of our major projects that are incentive-based. That was very rewarding, especially in a pandemic year when, it's easy to get down and not be able to or not be so visionary that you're just dealing with the current circumstances and comes in some sense kind of a survival mode, mm-hmm. rather than being able to work on some long-term planning. But came out of that, and that certainly sent an exciting message moving forward. I think it sent a strong message to some of the development projects we're working with, and we're real excited about some of those. And I think in the the next 2 to 3 months. We'll be talking about some of those openly and publicly, and there will be an education process along with it, just as there always is. And so, you know, I can go on and on about some of the other exciting things. Our rail park near Hershey.
Yeah, that's been a big development here in the 2020 calendar year.
Yes, went through the environmental process, got clearance on that with just a few minor details to have taken care of. We now have a conceptual engineer design in place, and so we'll be going through what they call the DEFCON process with the Union Pacific Railroad, and that there will be a design on the park that the railroad then can place input in, as well as give us an approval after, you know, we go back and forth with the design and what works, what doesn't work. But that gives us an opportunity to be more competitive with the potential prospects we deal with on an industrial basis or economic development type jobs that are base jobs that are from companies that have nice payrolls with good benefits and those kind of things. So we didn't have that capability in the past, and so when that door opens, that's going to be a really good thing. There's some efforts going on with the Sutherland Ethanol plant the project managers have shared with us what their thoughts are moving forward and some of the diversity they hope to bring to the plant is also pretty exciting. So just a number of really good things in the works and moving forward, and thankfully we didn't lose a whole lot of momentum. Housing continues to be, you know, a very strong component. We're having two fairly substantial multi-unit apartment complexes moving forward. Haven't built a market rate multifamily project in decades in North Platte, so that really sends another strong message, especially to those who want to expand here or people who are looking to move here. It's wonderful transition housing that it's going to be able to offer some of the amenities that people in today's world, especially our millennial generation and people who are emerging out of college looking for career opportunities, that provides the type of housing that they're going to be very interested in. We are in the process of applying for another round of shot in the arm and sending funding through the state of Nebraska's Rural Workforce Housing Fund. Got the green light from our board of directors and recently the city council to give us a few dollars out of the Quality Growth Fund to provide match money with our local business community and then apply for the state funding. A little bit more of a challenge this time around, and they award bonus points to previous applicants that was not funded or counties that did not receive funding, but we certainly have a track record that's been very, very successful there, and we're anxious to move forward on that. One of the components will also include a kind of a pilot project for rehabilitating some of the older homes in town. We've joined a partnership with Lincoln County Community Development Corp, which has extensive experience over the last multiple years in dealing with rehab projects. So that's a good partnership for us to move forward on as well. Looking at doing some upper floor housing in the historic downtown Canteen District and some of the commercial buildings that, you know, you look at those types of housing accommodations existed, you know, 100 years ago or 70, 80 years ago, and they've kind of went away over time. And so there's a real market opportunity there, just like what you're seeing with the Pawnee, you know, and the excitement being generated around the community with that. That was another monumental task that our Chamber and Development Corporation took on. Obviously wasn't getting done sitting there and hoping that a developer would come along. We had to unencumber it from an entanglement of debt, worked closely with Jay Mitchell since that time, and And, of course, you guys have well documented that and had some nice commentary as well as experience that others had shared with you when they went through the tour. And so over the course of the next year, especially the spring and summer, I think you're going to see the facade and exterior part of that really come alive, and that's just going to send another really positive message. And then hopefully with the vaccine moving forward, that we can get back to more of a normal time and a normal economy come spring and summer. And I think everybody is ready for that and ready to put 2020 in the rearview mirror.
You know, Gary, you brought up a lot of big things that have happened, and in particular, you brought up some big things that have caught a lot of momentum here in the final quarter of 2020, with the Parkade Plaza being under local ownership now with the Caldwells, the Platte River Mall changing owners as well, and then the excitement over at the Pawnee. But one big thing, too, that's happened here in the final portion of the year is Wilkinson's have announced that they have some good partners coming local, including a brand that Nebraskans are familiar with Pepper Jack's Grill.
Yeah, I tell you, that, and that's the reason that Wilkinson Development was named our Chamber Development Business of the Year, because of their strong and continuous commitment to investing in North Platte, where their hometown headquarters is located, and not only the developments you're seeing along Dewey Street, but also what they're planning to do with the Holiday Inn Express out by the interstate, and bringing a new restaurant and sports grill operation there. And so, you know, they've really put their money where their mouth is, and they continue to invest in the community and hire new people. And they're just one of multiple developers that have really been a wonderful asset to North Platte and help continue to build our region. We're real excited about some value-added agriculture projects we're working on right now that's going to really stimulate the agriculture economy. Some projects we're hoping to be able to talk more about in 2021 that are really going to open the door for some additional new investment and opportunities in the North Platte area. So it just, you know, we're clicking on a lot of cylinders right now. I think you're going to hear more about this united effort behind the scenes to really help do some upgrades to our recreation and wellness agenda that's in the community. And you know, you talk about quality of life factors. One thing we've seen as a result that really got accelerated during this pandemic is working remotely. So sometimes it's not only about the jobs you're creating in the base industries in your community, recruitment of new jobs, but the fact that people can work remotely. So if you have an attractive community that has the different amenities that young families or even more established families are looking, even from a retirement venue. You know, you got a wonderful healthcare community here that's really emerged with all the great things that Great Plains Health has done, the new nursing programs that has emerged, and some of the additional expansion that they're looking for once we get past this pandemic, where they've had to put so much of their time, talent, energy towards. But that as well as people being able to work remote, we're seeing, and the realtors will have definitely confirmed this in the way that we've continued to analyze the housing market here, which remains very hot despite the pandemic here, is that if you can have attractive communities and people can feel comfortable working remotely and having a great education system and being able to have, you know, the post-secondary education on top of that, opportunities here, that's what makes tomorrow's economy work. And we need to be a community that is futuristic in the way that our outlook on what we need to do to get better. And I'm really pleased at the effort and the improvement that has been demonstrated over the last couple of years, and really excited about what the next 4 or 5 years will bring for North Platte and Lincoln County.
Yeah, it's been a great year, Gary. A lot of success for the community. We could go on and on talking about it, but very much appreciate you and the Chamber and Development staff for all the work that you've put in tirelessly throughout this challenging year, and we look forward to talking to you more about some of the excitement coming to our community in the new calendar year, Gary.
Yeah, we look forward to it as well, Tristan. So I'd like to wish everybody Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, you know, the whole gamut.
So, absolutely.
you know, there's a lot to be thankful for coming off this year, the people pulling together, you know, in that spirit of moving forward. That's what it's all about, and finding reasons to feel our blessings in life is just not all the be appreciative of what we have, not what we don't have. So.
Absolutely. Gary, as always, we appreciate the time. Merry Christmas to you, your family, and the staff, and a Happy New Year to you as well. And we look forward to talking to you here sometime in January of the new year.
Okay, let's go get her done.